Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Alan takes a look. As a pocket fires into the end zone, it is caught. Caught in the end zone for the touchdown. Stephon Diggs, touchdown, Buffalo.
Probably just got too relaxed. That's on me. I got to be the leader, especially for the offense. I can't let us kind of dip there in the third and fourth quarter. I got to make sure we're on our P's and Q's. We're moving the ball and keeping our defense off the field because that offense is pretty good. They controlled the ball well and they moved the ball. You know, they got a good quarterback over there. So I got to do a better job of executing the plays that Dable calls for us.
Like all games, there's some plays he wants back and we want back. Listen, at the end of the day, to come back in the NFL and win the game is tough to do, and he's now done it twice in the last 2 weeks. So it just goes back to the belief, the ability to stay calm, critical moments of the game, and then to have that winning mindset in those moments.
Josh going to throw it. Looks, fires into the end zone. He's got Tyler Kroft open. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo! Touchdown, Bills! A four-yard toss. Josh Allen to Tyler Kroft. 15 seconds left on the clock.
Are you kidding me?
We have some competitive dogs in our locker room, and I can't say enough about 1-7. Josh is just, he's competitive as hell. He's going to make sure that we're in a position to win. And you see it out there. He's trying to stiff arm four dudes and still throw the ball down. So, I mean, that he's a competitive guy, and he's going to put us in a position to win every time.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now, the Bills are making
just the way we drew it up.
Boy, this song hits a little differently right now.
How you doing?
Good. I would have been singing this song a lot yesterday.
Yeah. You might have lost your voice by halftime.
Song. Oh, man. You know how loud the shout song would have been after that Kroft touchdown?
I feel like you would have felt the stadium shake. Does it ever happen in Orchard Park? I don't know. I know the hockey arena does.
Yeah, this one hits.
I was just thinking
how there'd be people that are at the stadium right now that are just deciding to wake up and live. All right, we should probably get out of here by now, you know?
I did have a dream of the Bills winning the Super Bowl last night. I'm not making that. I really did actually have a dream. The game was already over. It was after the game, but my dream was they had won the Super Bowl, and we were all down there working and headed to the locker room to talk to them about winning the Super Bowl. Anyway, I get ahead of myself.
San Francisco this year, where is the Super Bowl? Miami?
Tampa, I believe.
Tampa.
I think it's
right.
Tampa.
Tampa,
yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah, which would be, you know,
yeah.
First Super Bowl they lost in Tampa. Finally, get. Anyway, again, we'll jump a little bit ahead. Hey, man, they're 3-0. It's an incredible win. Unbelievable game filled with, you know, roller coaster of emotions. Josh is fantastic. This offense is unfreaking believable. They have an offense that can, you know, get in a shootout and win it.
Mm-hmm. What?
Can I say that again? The Bills have an offense that can get in a shootout and win it. The offense is why they're 3-0. Let's just let that sit in the air for a little bit.
Yeah.
Quarterback looks really good.
Really good. Even when he looks really
is.
Shaky.
Yeah, there were if I had hair, there were times yesterday where I would have pulled it out.
Yeah. I saw a couple people might have tweeted about how it was reminiscent of the second half against Houston in the playoffs, and I think that's exactly right. He could say he got a little too relaxed. There were definitely moments he was not relaxed.
I thought he got a little too nervous. I thought it was, well, the lateral was, or lateral forward pass, whatever they called that, was very much the playoff game. I thought he looked like he was cracking under the pressure a little bit.
All you need to know about how amped up and how nervous and panicky I was, I thought the lateral was a good idea. And I was mad that McKenzie didn't run with him.
Because he had him
on
the side.
Good idea. Right. Oh, okay, never mind.
But he looked like he felt the pressure of having to make plays. And I just, you know, he was, man, he's holding that ball out there when he's scrambling. And it's like, oh, it was nerve-wracking. There were times he left the pocket. And I swear, I mean, I'm just cringing like, hold the ball. But, you know, look, when push came to shove, what did he do? A game-winning touchdown drive. And some big throws. I mean, they blow the lead. It's not the offense's fault, but whatever. You've blown a 25-point lead, and he leads the game-winning 75-yard touchdown drive, and he hits some missiles on that throw, on that drive. And then he puts a little touch on the game-winning pass.
Yep.
Phenomenal day. I mean, it's just, I can't tell you how much fun it is to see him play and this offense play. And even on a day when John Brown gets zero catches and Diggs has, 50 yards, it wasn't a huge day for him. So
he had three touchdowns. Granted, two got called back.
Yeah, that
they
was
trying to get
odd.
Him in the end zone.
Yeah, that was really odd. You know, they still put up 35 points, even though two of their biggest playmakers, one had zero and the other guy had 50 yards.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
The tale of the two halves, you know, it's funny how part of my feeling throughout that game, and the thing I kind of want to say today, is that had they lost that game, you know, it might have been some fire and brimstone on the airwaves here. You know, people might have been really upset. And I'm not sure if I would have been one of those people. And I'll just try to explain why. It's because they score points. It's because, sure, if they had lost, they're 2-1. It's an NFC loss. And by the way, have you seen the team? This team can go toe-to-toe with anybody. I think the Rams, by the way, are good.
Yeah.
I came into this week talking about the Rams, saying I can't wait to see them play the Rams. I told you about that on Sunday night for the opener.
That's why 28-3 was so alarming, because I think you're right. I think the Rams are good, and when they went up, I mean, it looked so easy in the first half.
Which was part of the, you know, that's why it was so impressive. But if this team were to have lost a game, or let's be honest, they're going to lose games.
Yeah.
The Chiefs lose games. The Ravens lose games. One of those two teams is going to lose tonight, and they're going to get up and go to work and think, tough one, but we're going for the Super Bowl. And the Bills, I mean, when do we talk about that as being what the actual goal is? Because for the longest time, the goal was just to break the drought. And you got to get to 10 wins, and we know you're not that good, and if you blow a game, you're screwed, right? Because you're going to have two losses to New England. Like, the world that we used to live in versus the world we live in with the Bills now, it's just like the defense versus offense switch.
Yep.
As this happens, it doesn't mean you have more room for error, but it does kind of mean I don't have two losses to New England waiting for me, and I definitely don't have a just get to the wild card game anymore. This is about being one of the best teams in football, and the way they played against the Rams in the first half, like, that kind of convinced me that they can do it. Had they lost this game, which ultimately could have been a coin toss, and you might call them today and think, you know, that call, that pass interference was a gift, they did deserve to lose. All right, well, you don't have to think too much differently of them, except they did get the win.
Yeah. There's been a complete 180 here. The offense is really good. Cross your fingers, the defense isn't bad. I mean, like, they really had a bad, they were shredded in the second half yesterday.
Yep.
And so, I mean, look where we lived all the years we lived here, going, well, I know the defense is going to show up. Guys, you may not be able to give up more than, like, 14. And now we're sitting here going, the defense is, boy, they got some issues, but that's okay. The offense will put up 35.
Well, yesterday they're playing a great offense, I think. The Rams are a great offense, like the Bills might be. and points are up. I mean, are we noticing that too?
Oh, it's
all
it's
around the league.
The highest ever, through the first three games of the season, yeah.
Yep.
No, it was, look, and look, the main reason why I'm glad they won for a lot of reasons, but the main reason was I just didn't want to be as angry as I knew I was going to be about that pass, about the interference. The interception. It would have kept me up all night. I mean, and there were plenty of reasons why they would have lost after that play, But I can't, I mean, I was so angry. I'm glad they won because I just didn't want to be that angry. And people would be calling today, blaming the game on the officials, and we'd be angry about that. And I just needed them to win so I didn't have to dwell on that play. Because that's one of the unbelievably, I can't tell you how bad that was, that they blew that call. I mean, I'm angry thinking about it now, and the Bills won the game.
It was bad.
I don't even know how you blow that call. And their explanation, no. I feel like, it's funny, I feel like going on a rant and yelling and screaming. They won the game. It's 35-32. They're 3-0. Josh Allen has already thrown for over 1,000 yards. I'm going to try and stay in my good place. But that was just inexcusable. Get me back to talking about good things.
Josh Allen.
He's got over 1,000 yards passing. There were some plays. He made a throw. You know what? This is one of those days
which
where...
Which throw? Is it the Beasley
third
and 22?
The Beasley throw. I'm just going to say it again. It was orgasmic. I mean, I know I shouldn't use that term, but I'm...
Wait, which Beasley throw?
The Beasley one on the sideline.
Okay, one not on the third and 22 late in the game.
No, that was just your regular dart over the middle, which was phenomenal. That throw on the sideline, the replay of it was magnificent. The perfect spiral going up in the air, in stride, on the sideline. I mean, I yelled out like, wow! I mean, when that thing was... That was a thing of beauty. Like, you could put that thing to music and I would shed a tear. I thought that was a great throw. Just beautiful. He made a throw to Diggs, Jeremy, where he kind of floated it up in the air. The old drop it in the bucket throw.
Yep.
The throw to Beasley. There were three great throws to Beasley on the game-winning drive, including the third and 22, right? Third and 22! He made some fantastic throws yesterday. It's incredible to watch how much different this kid looks right now.
He's one of the four exciting players in the sport, top five. It's Mahomes, Jackson, Russell Wilson, Josh Allen.
Russell Wilson yesterday was unbelievable.
Russell Wilson is unbelievable. Yep. I mean, just the Bills are I don't – it's like Talladega Nights. I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, what are we supposed to do with all this?
Yeah.
They are thrilling to watch.
Yep. And they're getting – you know, they're getting so many different contributions, right? We said it wasn't – you know, Brown gets injured and Diggs doesn't have a huge day. So Beasley has 100 yards. And Gabriel Davis continues to impress.
He made a phenomenal
catch on that ball on the sideline, keeping his feet in.
Well, one thing that's – you know, you mentioned Davis and the weapons they have. One takeaway from yesterday's game, I did see this from Bills fans. I saw this from national people as well, which is send Brian Daboll a care package before he goes.
He's done a great job.
The first half of this game, have you ever in your life watched a Bills game where more receivers were more open more often?
He does. It was precision-like. He does a great job of scheming guys open. I mean, it's incredible. The first three games, no matter what kind of defense he's faced, man, zone, whatever different kind of talent level they have, he has done a fantastic job of game planning to that opponent, the best way to beat him. And yes, he does a great job of... There was a stat... I thought after week two, Jeremy, I saw a stat about separation numbers. I thought it said something about how the Bills, if someone actually checks this, there was some stat about how much the Bills are getting separation from their receivers.
Well, in the Miami game, it was about man-on-man, you know, playing man defense and just beating those guys. Diggs beating that rookie all the time. Yesterday was about scheming up things the Rams had no idea was going on. I mean, how about a Bills offense that can get two touchdowns called back by penalty and they still get in?
Yeah.
You know, usually it's, well, oh, gee, that second down penalty really killed you. You cost you 4 points. Not anymore. Now it's just, oh, what, holding? All right, we'll just go in anyway. It's offense, you know. Offense is fun. Offense is everything. Offense is all I've ever wanted because I watch other teams and I think, wow, they look like they're having more fun than anybody. And now I think the teams look at the Bills and think they are having so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Bills fans are having so much fun with this team.
Yeah.
Because of the way that they throw the ball all over the field. Devin Singletary, by the way. Nice game from him.
Absolutely.
He had been kind of quiet through the first 2 weeks, right? Zach Moss is out. Yeldon is in a little bit. But Singletary got a good chunk of touches and was a big player in this game. Made moves. Made guys miss. Made you remember, oh, yeah. Singletary, one-on-one, he is really tough to get to bring down. So good to see him back. not that I'd started to wonder, but, you know, they'd won two games completely passing the ball. And, you know, for him, it's the run game, and it's also the screen game, yards after catch. Singletary was a big part of what they did.
He was on the field for over, I think, over 85% of the snaps. Like, he was on the field almost all day long because of the injury to Zach Moss. His plant and cut move where he juked the one defender on the screen pass was also a thing of beauty. I mean, an incredible stop, turn, and go the other way and leave the guy wrecked on the field. But that goes to the depth of weapons on this offense. You know, like I said, the top two receivers, okay, so Beasley and Davis have a big day. And then Knox is out. All right, so Croft gets two touchdowns. Heck, Lee Smith got a touchdown yesterday. They got three touchdowns from tight ends. And you just mentioned Devin Singletary. Zach Moss is out. Okay, so Singletary ends up with 121 yards on 17 touches, if you throw in his rushing and receiving yards. And he was a big part of the game yesterday. And then you have, you know, the maestro of it all. Well, there's two maestros. I guess one would be Dable, and the other one would, of course, be Josh Allen, who, you know, at one point, what they call three straight running plays, and he gets a touchdown from the 11-yard line. It's run, 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 a speed option on the third play for him to get into the end zone. There's just so many ways. What's the most exciting? There's two really exciting things. One, Josh Allen's development, how he looks right now in year three. And two, they have so many different ways they can beat you. To me, that's great. You know, I mean, opposing defensive coordinators, what are you doing? Well, we're going to keep Josh in the pocket. Okay, great. He can beat you from the pocket. We're going to make him a quarterback. Fine. Miami spied him. He can beat you in the pocket. We're going to shut down Diggs. All right. What about all the other guys who can catch the ball? And we're going to focus on the running game. Well, they'll throw you to death. All right. We're going to focus on the passing game. All right. Singletary's good. The variety of weapons and what Dable has at his hands and how he puts together the plans and what he does in terms of creating opportunities and ways to make these guys get open and help Josh. It's great to see the Bills with such an explosive offense that has so many weapons. You can't key in on one guy. You can't key in on one aspect.
At some point, we'll talk about, you know, the third quarter, the second half, because they did, of course, win and get it, you know, in late. Second half, they got a lot of pass pressure, and that's what kind of changed the game, right? Yeah. They finally got to Allen. Donald started to take over the game.
Without blitzing. I mean, it looked like they were just getting through.
Yep.
And Donald, oh my Lord.
He's good.
That second
half. Really good.
But it was such an amazing change. Like in the first half, you might not even have noticed him on the field. And then in the second half, he's just running through guys. And like ragdolled Josh Allen on one play.
Of all the funny things that happened in that game, Allen getting called for that face mask was probably a good thing, right? Because if he doesn't, he gets sacked on that play, and instead he throws it away or whatever, and it's a penalty, and then it loses the down. They end up getting it back, you know?
Yeah.
There's so many things about that game. I loved it. I loved it. When the Rams went for two and they got the two, I thought, okay, that's actually good. I'd rather they did get the two.
Right.
Because then they might play for a field goal. Turns out they took the lead anyway. Oh, there's so many things from that game. It was so fun.
I liked the, you know, I thought even still at the, right before the two-minute warning in the fourth quarter, the Bills had they lined up with like 2:10 to go. It looked like they were going to run a play, and they let the clock run down to 2 minutes. Good. I mean, you're thinking, if you're McDermott, I'm assuming he was thinking, when we score a touchdown and take the lead, we don't want to leave L.A. with much time. Let's not rush another play here. Let's get it down to 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And eventually the Rams, I think, ended up blowing their last time out on that drive that the Bills had the ball. And, you know, once they scored, yeah, I mean, I wasn't technically breathing yet, I think, when the Bills went up 35-32, but I wasn't as close to passing out from lack of oxygen at that point when they scored. I didn't think the Rams were going to get the ball and come back and get into, you know, field goal range or have a Hail Mary and somehow miraculously win the football. I guess it might have been the appropriate ending the way the game played out, but I was not worried at all once they got the Croft touchdown, which, by the way, was a nice catch by Tyler Croft when he's got the ball and he's about to hit the ground. I'm sitting there thinking, oh, please don't. I thought for sure he was going to hit the ground. That ball was going to come loose. That was a nice grab by Croft going up for that play.
Yeah.
So I'm saying everybody had a moment, you know. Everybody contributed at some point in terms of the offense, and they did a great job of bailing out the defense in this game. That is the 2020 Bills. There's no question now. The identity of the Bills is Josh Allen and this offense, which is an amazing place to be.
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's a big win, too. Like, I know what you said. Like, we had talked, get through this stretch 2-2, you're 4-2. But, you know, when they blow a 28-3 lead, I mean, I'm just, like, unbelievably depressed, and I start thinking really bad things. 3-0, it's a big win. I breathe a little bit easier. You are staying even there with New England and whoever emerges from Kansas City, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh for the best record in the AFC. So it wouldn't have been a death blow, of course, but 3-0 makes me feel a lot better going into the next three games.
When do we talk about, and maybe we don't have to say the word, but the goal for this team has, whether it's because they've impressed you enough, the record is good enough, you know, maybe the Chiefs is where this game actually happens, but the goal is, you know, it's no longer just...
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Just, you know, when do we just say, like, yeah, go win the Super Bowl?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that part. I'm focused on the Raiders.
Okay, good.
I honestly haven't thought about it. I really haven't. I mean, my mind hasn't gone beyond. It still just keeps thinking about win the division, which I know is maybe me not giving them enough credit. It's not even, I just don't think about that yet. I just want to make sure win the division and get a home playoff game, whatever. Put yourself in position to make a run in the playoffs. I haven't really thought about that far yet. I don't know. I haven't yet. I don't know why. I don't have an answer for you, but I haven't really thought about that. You did, huh?
I mean, I'm going to watch tonight because those two teams
about it. You're going to want to see how they stack up against what we think are the best two teams in the conference.
And how far off are the Bills from those teams?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't look like the offense is far off. The offense can compete against Kansas City's defense and keep that game. The Bills could win that game because they could outscore Kansas City. I never thought I'd say that.
That was not the only way you were ever going to win that game. But look at when teams have beaten the Chiefs, how do they do it? They score 38 points.
Yeah.
Right. How do you beat Baltimore? You know, the Bills, they can pat themselves on the back for last year's game against Baltimore. They didn't score enough, you know. Yeah. They lost to Houston because they didn't score enough. And when you get up against these top teams, these better teams, they can score. And, I mean, can the Bills beat the Chiefs? I don't know. But I feel better about it than I have ever.
See, now I think, that's the one for me. Yours is Super Bowl. I'll tell you now that my thought was they have an offense that can outscore the Chiefs in that game.
Which is a way to win the Super Bowl.
Never thought I could say that.
The Ravens, can you shut down that Ravens? The Chiefs are different than the Ravens, right? The Ravens haven't won a playoff game yet with Lamar, and he's running into some troubles in the postseason. So if we're talking about measuring up against those two teams, you might be able to, or whatever, you can win the game either way. But you might think, now you can hold down the Ravens offense enough and beat them, you know, 28-23. I don't think you're beating the Chiefs with less than 30.
No, I don't think
so. Because the Chiefs play, and that's the other thing about yesterday's game. You know what that looked like? That looks like what happens when you go up 28-3 on the Chiefs. They come back. Mm-hmm. They're not done. And how do you hold them off? And this is a super important point to me. I always feel this. When you're up 21-3, there's only one way that you can blow that game. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. Yes, your defense gives up points, but your offense has to be a part of blowing that lead. You get the ball every time they score, you know?
Yeah.
You can finish it off. At any point, a team that is winning big can finish it off with their offense. And the Bills, you know, we kind of waited on that, and they got the game-winning drive. But if you're going to play the Chiefs, and you're going to be up 28-3, this is a point we might get to later in the day. Sorry, I'm all over the place, but I'm just thinking about a lot. Booger McFarland said that the Bills needed to take the air out of the ball, that what they did against the Rams was let the Rams back in the game. They should have been more conservative once they went up big. And you might think that, but I might be afraid of that because taking the air out of the ball is exactly the way to get the Rams back in the game as well. You then are not the offense that you normally are. You don't try to score points. You're not just, you know, trying to run out the building with a million points. Instead, you get conservative. They're going to get their possessions, and they get back in it. So, you know, I see that game, and I think, okay, you know, you blew a lead, but you proved that you can get the last shot in. And a game like yesterday looks like Bills-Chiefs could easily go, or Chiefs-Bills. Would you be surprised if the Bills are down 28-3 in a game and come back to tie it or take a lead?
No. You know, it's
funny. Their offense has it.
Yeah, it's funny. Okay, that's another thing I guess I just realized. That's not in the Super Bowl category. Not once did I think yesterday, hey, why aren't you running the ball and take – never dawned on me. You know, because I just look back. So it's 28-3. They come out. They get the stop, right? What do the Rams do, by the way? The Rams have a 4th-and-4, whatever it was, right around midfield on the first drive of the third quarter, and they go for it. Right. They need points.
Yep.
So what, the Bills come back, get a touchdown. It's 28-3. Yeah, no question. I thought the game was over at that point. I mean, I'm just like, light the victory cigar. This baby is over.
Party time.
Right. So they come back, and it's 28-10. Yeah, whatever. Garbage drive. Everything will be fine. That's the, then there's the controversial interception. On the next series, they go three passes and sack and punt. Not once. I'm telling you. I never thought, what are you doing? You got to run the ball. You got to take on it. No, they're trying to score. This is the world we live in now, Bills fans. This is the – it's kind of like – that second drive, the drive in Miami after they went in front in the fourth quarter, they didn't sit on the ball. They threw deep for John Brown twice. This team tries to score more points. Maybe that's why, Jeremy, it never dawned on me to go, okay, this is where Singletary's going to get a whole bunch of carries, and they're going to milk the clock and try and get the Rams to burn whatever timeouts. I never thought, oh, my God, what are they doing? Pass, sack, punt? What are you guys doing? No, this is their offense. This is what they do. They try and score.
How much time is left in the game at that point?
Hang on.
Like 9 minutes left in the third quarter?
I got to look and see. Maybe a little bit less than that. Okay. I got to pull out the game book.
Because if you're thinking run there, I mean, you really think you're going to bleed the clock with that much time?
No, you're trying to score and add to your lead. And again, that's the identity of the Bills. They're an aggressive offense. They like to throw the ball. They like to score.
They let Josh cook.
Right, love living in this world. I mean, it's incredible. And okay, so some of that is if your defense is busy giving up touchdowns on four straight drives and you turn the ball over a couple times, yeah, it could come back to bite you. But guess what? They also believe in their offense that it's good enough to pull off an 11-play, 75 game-winning touchdown drive with 4.5 minutes to go in the game. So it's all good. Let's see. So it was 28-10. Bills got the ball back in the third quarter with 4:47 left. And that was the interception. And let's see. I think that would have taken us offensive pass interference declined. Bills got the ball again with a little under 3 minutes, Jeremy. So 2:52 left in the third. Incomplete pass. Pass to Singletary, sack, punt. So 3 minutes left in the third. You're not going to start going, well, there's only 18 minutes of football time left. Let's stop throwing the ball. No, you want to try and get more points on the Rams. So I never thought about that at all. Not once did I think, what the hell are the coaches thinking here? So it's a new mindset, and that's a good thing, that they are now that team that we would always watch on TV and go, look at that team. Look, they're still trying to score. Nobody's saying, let's run the ball 20 times the rest of the way. That wasn't a problem for me at all. Keep going. Keep your foot on the pedal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the defense got shredded. What are you going to do? I mean, they literally couldn't stop the Rams in the second half. All right, it is I don't even know what time it is. Oh, right. We're already late for the break. Hey, there's a lot to get to. It's a crazy game. So here's the deal. Staring at a blank screen, that's no fun. It's Bills Football Monday. It's a victorious Bills Football Monday. There's a lot to get to from the game. We've scratched the surface. This is where we'd love to hear from you. So, grab a line, join us. You can go on about your Monday morning routine. But first, share your opinions on the game with us. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. That's what makes Football Monday so much fun. When we get to have by-play with you. It is presented, Football Monday on WGR, by Northwest Bank. Increasing the value of you.
Goff play action fake. Rolls to his right. Epinesa trying to chase him down, and he gets him. He makes the sack. A.J. Epinesa with his first NFL sack. He drops Jared Goff as he was rolling to the right, and he stopped him at about the 26-yard line.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.